Campus Information Technology and Educational Services at Urbana. Also in attendance, Dr. Nick Berbulis, Chair of the University Senate's Conference, and that indicates Matt Wheeler will be with us, Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee. Just a couple of words, if I may. And Dr. Tolliver is here, but in an unofficial role, I think, today. But thanks for joining us today again. Let me just say a couple of words about where we are today. We're off to a great academic year. Students are all around us as we're meeting today. Our campus enrollments are strong across the three campuses, 73,495, which is four more than last year, which I don't think we'll jump with joy, but it's good to see some growth. We have an intentional decrease in the size of the freshman class on the Urbana campus. That campus overshot its enrollment target last year, so there was an effort to bring that back in line. Our transfer population is off a bit, 4.5%, while the number of graduate and professional students has increased by 3%. The Springfield campus, we're pleased to see, had a significant increase in its freshman class this year. We're making some progress in areas increasing underrepresented students, specifically in the Latino and Latina population, and with individuals who identify as multiracial, a category that was added to our profile several years ago. And this is true across the board for undergraduate, graduate, and professional students. For African American undergraduates, except for Springfield, which had a significant increase, and I commend the chancellor for that, we're seeing a small decrease on both the Chicago and Urbana campuses, and these data cause us to give more attention to that in the upcoming year. The good news, on the other hand, is that here that we are seeing increases at the graduate and professional level for African American students, critical to the pipeline of future faculty, and we're pleased with that. You hear a lot about rankings these days, and they seem to proliferate on every corner. U.S. News and World Reports released their rankings this week, and as you know, they're campus-specific, and the chancellors may wish in their comments to brag a bit about some of their things. Overall, the university was generally ranked favorably. There are more meaningful indicators of success, we believe. We like to see Nobel laureates, and we also like to see graduates, our students, who go out into the communities and have impact, and we value that as well. We've had several events already thanking our donors for their continued support. I was in Chicago about a week ago for Chancellor Alan Mears' event, well organized with the working with the U of I Foundation. We have the one on this campus coming up soon, and then Springfield is just a bit further down the calendar. We look forward to the foundation weekend here, which will celebrate the foundation's efforts here on this campus. You have a number of items on your agenda that have come up over recent months, and I would just want to draw your attention to one that came about rather quickly and recently. You're being asked to approve the project for the Advanced Chemical Technology Building, the ACT building, on the Chicago campus. And you will note that the previous board started the design project back in 2003, and the design was approved in 2004, and if my memory is correct, we're now in 2012. So someone pointed out that the time between the initiation of this process and the announcement of the building project, starting the building, was twice as long as the time required to build Golden Gate Bridge. So it has been a long time coming. But on August 29th, Governor Quinn came to our campus in Chicago, and I was pleased to join him at Halstead and Roosevelt for just a wonderful celebration of the announcement that the state is releasing $64 million for that building's construction. The total cost is about $104 million, and Chancellor Alan Mears and her team have worked closely with CFO Walt Knorr to develop a funding model that will allow us to proceed with that construction. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, President Easter. You know, before we turn it over to our host this morning, I wanted to introduce